Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. And today we have reached the 18th of Ramadan, and our topic is Completing the Quran. My dear brothers and sisters, the noble Quran protects the believer from going astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 9,
Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lil-lati hiya aqwa wa yubashshiru al-mu'minin wa المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
Verily this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a great reward, meaning Jannah, paradise. So my dear brothers and sisters, for the believer to remain aware of the Quran's guidance, he should read it continuously, and not make completing it something random and undetermined. Rather, the prophetic sunnah is to make himself a fixed daily routine so that he or she can complete the Quran in a certain number of days. And we see in the Sunnah about completing the Quran in a month, and that is one juz' or 1/30th of the Quran a day. And this is found in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu an, read the Quran, meaning the whole Quran, in every month, as is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, there are also routines of completing the Quran in 20 days, 10, 7, and even 3 days in the Sunnah. And there is also a narration of finishing once every 40 days. And all of these narrations, as the ulama have said, are authentic, meaning that each Muslim will complete the Quran according to his abilities and capabilities. But we should try and make sure that the period does not exceed 40 days, as this is the maximum number narrated in the Sunnah. And if you do this, if you do complete the Quran regularly in the periods we mentioned, then be happy, for there is a reward for you in every letter. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةٌ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا, he will receive one good deed as 10 good deeds like it. لَمْ أَكُولُ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ حَرْفْ وَلَكِنْ أَلِفٌ حَرْفْ وَلَامٌ حَرْفْ وَمِيمٌ حَرْفْ. I do not say that alif, lam, mim is one letter, but rather alif is a letter, lam is a letter, and mim is a letter. This hadith is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, who graded it sahih. This hadith has also been declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, we need to read the Quran regularly and constantly and make it part of our daily life. Let's read with understanding. Let's read with contemplation. Let's read with the intention to act upon what we are reading. For this is the purpose of the Quran. The Quran is a book of huda, guidance for the God-fearing, for the righteous, for the pious. Those who, they read the Quran to act. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you shall be rightly guided. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.